I enter the holies of holies.
From our hearts now.
I enter through the blood of the Lamb. I enter to worship.
Oh, to worship only. Oh, to worship you only, my Lord. I enter to honor I am. Oh, we honor you this morning. Hallelujah.
Lord, I worship.
Oh, Lord, I worship you. We worship you, Lord. I worship you. Oh, let's worship him this morning. Hallelujah.
Lord, I worship you.
I worship you, oh, because your name is holy, for your name is holy, for your name is holy God, for your name is holy,
for your name is holy,
for your name is holy. Holy God, for your name is holy,
for your name is holy.
Oh Lord, you are holy,
holy.
You are holy God.
Let's sing one more, brother. Something slow, yeah?
Praise awaits you in Zion.
Praise awaits you, Lord.
Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord. To you
who our vows
will all be fulfilled. Praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord.
O Lord, you hear our prayer.
Oh Lord, you hear our prayers.
Oh Lord, you listen.
Oh Lord, you listen to our cries.
To you, amen. Hallelujah.
We'll direct the ways, praise awaits you in Zion, O Lord.
Oh, so we lift your name.
So we lift the name of Jesus all the way. Messiah, Prince of Peace, the Lord, the way
is our way.
And our love will grow stronger.
Saints, we do greet you in Jesus' name this morning. The song says, praise awaits you in Zion. And we know that Zion is the bride.
Sion, c'est l'épouse.
And if ever we come to church,
chaque fois que nous venons à l'église,
and you don't have contact or fellowship with him,
nous n'avons pas la communion, le contact avec
you
lui.
Failed the very purpose of coming.
Nous même les buts pour lesquels
we should
nous
gather to worship.
Nous devons, venir adorer.
Now if you find song worship,
si vous trouvez la
your mind is elsewhere. Prepare yourself next time. Because the Lord wants to meet you in the song worship. He wants you to worship him. And if you get to the end of song worship and there's been no worship, you really wonder about the fertility of the soil of the soul that the word is going to fall upon. But when you've been in fellowship with him before you get here, during the song worship, the prophet says you cannot but help to hear from God. You'll definitely hear from heaven. Because God respects that kind of an atmosphere. Just to greet Godfrey. He's visiting us. I think he's in Dublin now, yeah? Come to be here. God bless you, Brother Godfrey. Also, Brother Brian, Sister Deirdre, welcome back. Very sorry for Brother Brian with his brother. It's very sad those times. I know Sister Patience, she lost her aunt.
There's different things that take place.
You know, if you've never been through that valley, you don't understand. I lost my mother, my father, my sister. I know what it's like. It's not nice. But one thing I learned, He is the comforter. He gives you supernatural comfort at those kind of times. It's a wonderful time with Him. So it's a sad time, naturally speaking. Just also happy birthday to Ruth and to Beatrice, the sixth this week as well. So happy birthday to them. Let's open up our Bible, saints, to the book of Matthew, chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, we read verse 8. We've gone through a few of these Beatitudes, speaking of the blessed ones. Now we just want to take verse 8.
Je vais prendre le verset 8.
We'd like to speak of this particular beatitude.
Je vais parler de cette béatitude.
It's quite a searching one.
Elle est sondante.
It's when the word really searches your soul.
Lorsque la parole sonde votre âme.
Verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Heureux ceux qui ont les cœurs purs, car ils
blessed
verront
are the pure in heart.
Ceux qui ont les cœurs purs.
A person like that's in a condition of blessedness.
Cela,
though outwardly you may not seem blessed,
même si de l'extérieur,
but if that is the inward condition, heaven says you're blessed. Let's read Ephesians 4 as well, verse 3. We'll
Ephesians, chapter 4,
Matthew 5
3.
Will lead us to Ephesians 4 by the grace of God. Ephesians 4, verse 3.
Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 3.
Paul says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We'll see by the grace of God how those things link together. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Let's all put ourselves before the Lord this morning. If you're not yet ready for the word, why don't you speak to Him? If there's any sin, put it under the blood. Any confusion, draw nigh unto Him. And He'll draw nigh unto you. Let's all pray. Father, we bring ourselves before You upon this day as Your people, desiring, Lord, to fellowship with You upon this day. Father, we've come upon this morning, Lord. Father, we've separated ourselves, Lord, from the things of this life. We've separated.
Father,
You
minister unto us, Lord. Even as, Lord, Father, we promise, Lord, Father, to listen, Lord, Father, and take it, Lord. And as You, Lord,
Saints, you may be seated. May the Lord bless His word. So this morning we're looking at the blessed ones. We're looking at the pure in heart. Now we know from looking at these Beatitudes before, when Jesus came, it was a revolution, spiritually speaking. Because He was speaking to a people that had become so accustomed to outward religion. You know, He was speaking to Pharisees. And they had all these precepts. And how they had to keep themselves clean. They weren't allowed to touch certain things. They weren't allowed to go in certain places. They weren't allowed to fellowship with the Gentiles, the unclean. And they taught these precepts to the people and beat them down with this. So the Pharisees, when they looked at purity, they looked at this outward purity. But then the word came on the scene. And friends, when the Logos comes, things change. Because all of a sudden the focus was no longer on the outward. But each of these Beatitudes focuses right in the soul of a person. Right in the heart of a person. And Jesus said, purity. For you to be pure, it's to be pure in heart. And He came and He rebuked those Pharisees. And He said, you whited sepulchres. You got all the whitewash on the outside, but you're just a tomb. He says, you're outwardly beautiful.
de l'extérieur, vous êtes beau.
But inwardly,
mais intérieurement,
full of dead men's bones and all corruption. That was the words that he used.
Rempli des morts, des os et des corruptions.
That was a rebuke.
Et ça, c'était une.
It was like something that shook people.
C'est comme si ça avait fait trembler.
Because the word is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
La parole discerne les cœurs et les intentions.
And that's why they say these beatitudes, they search you when you get into them.
C'est pourquoi ces béatitudes vous sondent lorsque.
Because the prophet says we see Christ in these beatitudes.
Parce que les prophètes disent qu'ils voient Christ.
We see the very nature and character of Christ.
Nous voyons la nature et les caractères même de Christ.
And for his bride is flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, spirit of his spirit. So he's looking for this in his bride. In order to be a matching piece. These are the characteristics that make you really blessed. Spiritually speaking. But they were so spiritual when Jesus came with them. People were used to this natural kind of religion. Keeping an outward form. Being accepted by people because of how you dress and how you conduct yourselves outwardly. But Jesus was showing that's got nothing to do with genuine religion. True religion is in the heart. It's the real essence of who you are. That is what God is looking at. This literally means, blessed are those who are pure.
Heureux ceux qui sont purs,
not only on the surface,
non seulement des surfaces,
but in the center of their being,
mais dans le centre de leur être,
and at the source of all that they do.
Et à la source de tout ce qu'ils font.
There's things we can do,
il y a des choses que nous
pouvons and people faire. Accept us because of
et
what we do.
Les gens nous acceptent à cause de ce que nous faisons.
Man,
les
hommes, the church,
l'église
can accept us
peut nous accepter
and say, that's a good brother, that's
et
a good sister.
Ça, c'est un bon frère,
because
c'est
of the outward acts that we do.
À cause de la façon externe,
but when God discerns your heart,
your motive,
your purpose, it may be totally unacceptable to God. Man will say, you're righteous, you, that is a wonderful person. But God going within the veil and discerning between the soul and the spirit sees you're not pure. There wasn't a pure motive in what you did. Your objective is not pure. And that disqualifies you in heaven. Because this purity is to be pure in heart. The perfect example of it is when Jesus saw Nathanael come. And he says, behold an Israelite in whom is no guile. That's what it means to be pure in heart. You've got no guile inwardly. You are what you are. You're an open book.
Vous êtes un livre ouvert.
We'll see it as we go.
Nous allons le voir pendant
qu'on This is the basis of unity.
Et ça, c'est
the basis of unity.
La base de l'unité.
Genuine spiritual unity
l'unité spirituelle
can only be between those that are pure in heart.
Ne peut être que entre
if I'm not pure in my motive and objective,
si je ne suis pas pure
and you are, we can greet each other outside.
Nous saluer,
we can sit in the same church.
Nous pouvons chanter dans
we can come to the same communion table.
Venir à la même
but we're not one. Because you've got things inside of you that are not pure, your motives. You've got certain things you're holding inside and that hinders genuine purity, genuine unity as well. To be pure, it's like when you take gold. It's to have nothing but pure gold. It's to be unalloyed, to have nothing mixed in. It's like if you take bread and it has no leaven. It's made of pure wheat. We're not speaking of an outward cleanness now. Gold may be clean, but not pure. You can clean the outside of it. But the very essence of what makes it up isn't pure. And friends, God is looking for the pure in heart. God is looking for people who don't have a divided heart. That you don't have one foot here and one foot somewhere else. That's not being pure in heart. That's being divided in heart. But to be pure in heart, it means no deception.
Pas des séductions.
No double dealings.
Pas des traitements. Doubles.
No double loyalties.
Ne pas avoir une double loyauté.
You'd always find it in the Old Testament.
Loyauté, vous allez
remember, Saul said it.
Même Saul a
he said, "Is your heart together with mine?"
Est-ce que votre cœur est d'ensemble avec le mien?
The greatest thing you can find outside of salvation
la
and marriage
chose que vous pouvez trouver en dehors du salut
is someone whose heart is together with yours.
Quelqu'un dont le cœur est ensemble.
If you're pure in heart,
si vous avez un cœur
to find someone else that is pure in heart.
Friends,
that's from heaven. The prophet says friendship like that is a gift of God. Because it's not easy to find this kind of a relationship. Because there's so many things we keep in. I don't agree with you, but I don't tell you. That's not being pure in heart. I come here, but my heart is somewhere else. That's not being pure in heart. That's deception. You're putting an appearance of something that you really aren't.
Vous montrez l'apparence et quelque chose que vous
we can shake each other's hand. God bless
vous
you, brother.
Serrer la main de l'autre que Dieu
but you really mean it from your heart.
Vous vraiment
maybe you're grieved with me, but you don't want to tell me.
Vous êtes attristé avec moi ou
avec that's not being pure in heart.
Mais ça, c'est pas avoir
but
un
blessed are the pure in heart.
Heureux ceux qui ont un cœur
for they shall see God.
Parce qu'ils verront Dieu.
That's the condition that it needs.
Ça, c'est la condition.
Not double-minded people.
Non, pas des gens,
look in 1 Chronicles chapter 12. Look among the mighty men of David. When David had been betrayed, was being hunted by Saul.
Trahi ou haï par Saul.
And people started coming out to him. Verse 16, 1 Chronicles 12.
1 Chronique, chapitre 12, le verset.
It says, and they came of the children of Benjamin and Judah to the hold unto David. So they came to David.
Ainsi ils sont venus à David.
But they were of Benjamin, which was from Saul.
Mais ils étaient de Benjamin qui vient de, ou d'où venait
so
Saul.
David wasn't going to commit himself to these people until he knew they were pure in heart.
David ne pouvait pas se rendre à ces gens avant de savoir.
He wanted to know where do their loyalties lay.
Il voulait savoir s'ils sont loyaux.
They're coming here to me, but is there deception here?
Ils sont venus vers moi, mais ne sont-ils pas venus pour ces
verse 17, and David went out to meet them and answered and said unto them, if you become peaceably unto me to help me, mine heart shall be knit unto you. Then we can be heart brothers.
Ainsi nous pouvons être frères des cœurs.
But if you become to betray me to mine enemies, seeing there's no wrong in mine hands, the God of our fathers look thereon and rebuke it. Amen. And then the Spirit came down, the next verse, upon Amasai.
L'Esprit descendu sur Amasai.
It says, then the Spirit came upon Amasai, who was of the chief of the captains, and he said, thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of Jesse. Peace, peace be unto thee, and peace be to thine helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. You see that? Because you'll never want people around that aren't together with you.
Vous ne pouvez pas accepter les gens autour de vous alors qu'ils ne sont pas d'accord avec vous.
But the pure in heart,
ceux qui ont un cœur pur,
they meet the pure in heart.
Ils rencontrent ceux
birds
qui ont
of a feather
pur.
Flock together.
Les oiseaux de même
Saul ended up with his mighty men, Shimei and those kinds of people. But David ended up with his mighty men.
David a fini avec ses
this is the way that God does his things.
C'est ainsi que Dieu fait ses choses.
If God loves you,
si Dieu vous aime,
if you're pure in heart,
si vous avez un cœur pur,
you'll also find the pure in heart.
Vous allez aussi trouver ceux qui ont un cœur pur.
That's why I said,
c'est pourquoi je dis,
to be pure,
avoir un cœur pur,
it's to be unmixed.
N'est pas être mélangé.
It's not that you're mixed in different ideas and different thoughts and different ambitions.
Avec des idées différentes,
but when you find two people
mais lorsque vous trouvez
whose deux very personnes, essence is aiming in the same direction,
dont l'essence va dans la même direction,
the very heartbeat that you have,
les battements même de cœur que
though your temperament is different than
même
mine,
si votre tempérament
though your skin color may be different,
ou peut-être la couleur
though your language may not be the same,
ou la langue est différente,
but if I'm pure in heart,
mais si j'ai un cœur pur,
if I have that objective
si
and that
j'ai
aim,
cet objectif,
and you have that same aim and objective,
vous avez le même objectif et
that's going to be the basis of a real unity. That's going to be something that not even hell itself can shake.
Tel que même l'enfer ne peut rien contre.
This word for pure,
ainsi, ce mot pur,
it's many times used in the Old Testament.
Plusieurs fois, on l'a utilisé dans
the first times it's used is speaking of the sacrifices when they had to be offered.
Qu'il est utilisé, on parle du sacrifice.
When the Bible says that to be clean,
lorsque la Bible dit que
it means that to be pure.
Ça veut dire pur.
No spot, no blemish.
That
to be a pure breed.
C'est-à-dire, une
semence pure. And the second thing I don't speak about was the vessels in the temple that made of pure gold or pure brass. And what does it say to us? That for our sacrifice to be acceptable before Him, for us to be vessels of honor to be used for His glory, friends, our hearts have to be pure. We can't be with divided hearts. The essence of who we are, desiring the world, desiring the things of God. You never get anywhere like that. So this word pure speaks of the essence of what you're made out of. Not the outward appearance of what you seem to be, but who you really are. What are your innermost thoughts?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans vos pensées?
What are your desires?
Quels sont vos
désirs? What are your aims?
Quels sont vos buts?
What are your objectives in this life?
Quels sont vos objectifs dans cette vie?
Why are you here today?
Pourquoi êtes-vous ici aujourd'hui?
What is your aim? What is your motive?
Quel est votre objectif et votre motif?
But the pure in heart have nothing to fear.
Ceux dont les cœurs sont purs n'ont pas.
Even if the Word Himself, the Logos, would come right down in such an essence, in such a presence today.
Dieu lui-même doit descendre aujourd'hui dans une.
You know the people that would feel uncomfortable.
Les gens qui ne vont pas se sentir à l'aise.
Those who have guile.
Ceux qui ont la malice.
Because a spirit with guile.
Parce qu'un esprit avec malice.
It's tormented by the word.
Il est tourmenté par la parole.
Because the word shines light straight in.
La parole fait briller la lumière dedans.
But if you've got if you're pure in heart.
Mais si vous avez un cœur pur.
If you are who you are.
Si vous êtes ce que
by the grace of God.
Par la grâce de Dieu.
You're not trying to appear to be something that you're not.
Vous n'essayez pas de paraître quelque chose que vous n'êtes pas.
You've got nothing to fear.
Vous n'avez rien à craindre.
Because blessed are the pure in heart.
Parce que
it doesn't say blessed are those that are perfect.
Il n'est pas dit heureux ceux qui sont
parfaits. It's not an outward perfection that you've got to attain to.
Ce n'est pas combien ou
but your heart is perfect.
Atteindre,
your desire is perfect.
Vos désirs sont parfaits.
Jesus says your eye is single. Remember when he gave that parable.
Vos yeux sont seuls.
If your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light.
Tout le corps sera entièrement lumière.
It's a real challenging
one
to me. When I really meditated on myself,
lorsque j'ai médité dessus,
and I went and searched my own objectives and my motives, why I do the things that I do.
J'essaie de chercher le motif et l'objectif dans les choses.
And many saints know that I've many times spoken in private fellowship about these things. And I've said it, brothers, at this time we need to be pure in heart. If you're grieved with something, you need to say it. If you don't understand something, you need to ask. We need to be pure in heart. We need to be transparent with one another. How can we have a unity? How can we build when people have things behind the veil? And these divided loyalties or divided allegiance. No, it mustn't be like that. The church, the born again, are pure in heart. Because that's what the new birth produces. This isn't a natural thing that you can make yourself become. This is something which the Word creates in you. Through the new birth. Because if anybody is in man, it's a new creation. And if you let the Word really work right in your soul, it'll make you pure in heart. And if you are pure in heart, people that are pure in heart will gravitate to you as well. It's the way that God has established things. And I'm so glad. Wherever I go, I find people that are pure in heart. I find people that aren't trying to build empires in this message. People aren't trying to make themselves better than other people. But just genuine people with a genuine motive and objective to serve God in their generation. Friends, those kinds of friendships are more precious than gold. Because God has predestinated such. God has predestinated
parce
them.
Que Dieu a, les a prédestinés.
So to be pure means to be transparent.
Être pur, ça veut dire être transparent.
It means to be sincere.
Ça veut dire être sincère.
Without guile.
Sans malice.
You've got nothing to hide.
Vous n'avez rien à cacher.
No, when you and I get to that stage that we've got nothing to hide.
Lorsque vous, vous et moi arrivons à ce point-là, vous n'avez rien à cacher.
There's a serious unity that we're attaining to.
Il y a une vraie unité.
When I can sit with you and you can sit with me,
je peux m'asseoir avec vous et pouvez vous asseoir avec moi.
And you're an open book.
Et vous ouvrez le livre.
You don't have things inside.
Vous êtes un livre ouvert, vous n'avez rien à l'intérieur.
You know, when you're not pure in heart,
lorsque vous n'avez pas un cœur pur,
when you're not transparent in this kind of a way,
lorsque vous n'êtes pas transparent dans
if you don't have this openness,
si vous n'avez pas cette ouverture,
you know, you rob yourself of such a blessing.
Vous vous dérobez d'une telle bénédiction.
Because you may have thoughts that trouble you.
Parce que vous pouvez avoir des pensées.
You may have questions that you want answered.
Vous pouvez avoir des questions que vous
things that you don't understand.
Les choses que vous ne comprenez pas.
But unless we open up,
à moins de s'ouvrir,
we don't give God an opportunity to minister.
Nous ne donnons pas à Dieu l'opportunité de nous servir.
To those situations in our lives.
De
and sometimes things can be a heavy burden, friends.
Parfois, les choses peuvent être un fardeau très lourd.
You hear the testimony of Brother Biscoe.
Vous entendez le témoignage de
when he first heard about the prophet.
Lorsqu'il a premièrement entendu le, à propos du prophète.
And he had seen all these other Pentecostal ministers one by one fall by the wayside.
Et qu'il a vu ces ministres pentecôtistes
get caught up in money, woman, popularity.
Être attrapé par l'argent, les
but when he was a young minister,
quand il était
a missionary in the Pentecostal church, he used to watch Brother Branham, used to hear about him.
Il regardait le frère Branham,
and he said, at least there's one that's standing true.
Dit, c'est le seul qui se tient encore.
Then one day someone came to visit him and said, Brother Ed,
un jour, quelqu'un est venu,
did you hear what Brother Branham's teaching these days?
As-tu entendu ce que frère Branham
he's saying that Cain,
il dit que Cain
is the seed of the serpent.
Il est la sémence du serpent.
And Brother Ed says, it was like a stone went into my heart.
C'est comme si un cœur était.
I said, how can he teach that?
Comment peut-il enseigner cela?
It was a burden.
C'était un fardeau.
He says that then further down the way, somebody told me.
Oui, le long du chemin, quelqu'un m'a dit.
He teaches trinities of the devil.
Il enseigne que la trinité vient du diable.
The unity of the Godhead.
L'unité.
Brother Biscoe says, I didn't understand that.
And
he said, and that question piled onto the other question.
Et c'est cette question s'est empilée sur l'autre
question. And finally I heard about water baptism.
À propos des eaux
that he baptizes in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Il baptise dans le nom du Seigneur
not Jésus in the name Christ. Of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
Non pas au nom du Père, Fils et Saint-Esprit.
And Brother Biscoe said, I'd often wondered about that.
Dit, mais je me suis toujours posé
and he says, I had those questions like a stone in my
j'avais
heart.
J'avais ces questions comme une pierre dans mon cœur.
But if you are pure in heart, friend,
si vous avez un cœur pur,
God has a way of answering your question.
A une façon de répondre à vos questions.
So Brother Biscoe and them, they go hunting with the prophet.
Ainsi, Frère Biscoe est allé chasser.
And Brother Branham says to Brother Bud, let's go together.
Frère Branham dit,
come shoot something
ensemble.
To eat. Brother Bud says, no, Brother Branham.
Frère Bud dit, non.
Branham says, Brother Eddie, would you like to go? And Brother Biscoe says, when we were walking and the sun was on our back,
pendant qu'il marchait,
and we came to a certain place in the woods.
Ils sont arrivés à un certain endroit
and there was a log, there was a tree that had fallen down.
Il y avait un arbre qui était tombé.
And he says, we just went and we sat over there.
Dieu, nous sommes allés, nous nous sommes assis.
And he says, and Brother Bram said to him, said, Brother Eddie,
le frère Branham lui a dit,
I love you like my son.
Je t'aime comme
if there's
mes
anything
enfants,
I can do to help you, I'll do it.
S'il y a quelque chose que je puisse faire pour t'aider, je vais le faire.
And then Brother Bram says, Brother Eddie,
le frère Branham dit,
this morning,
ce matin,
we were on that mountain over there,
nous étions sur cette
riding with Brother Bud.
Avec le frère Bud.
And he came to me there.
Il est venu vers moi là.
And I believe you've got three questions.
Je crois que tu as une question.
You want to know about the serpent seed?
Tu veux savoir
you want to know about the Godhead?
Serpent,
you want to know about water baptism?
Dieu,
and friends, it took all the burden.
Et ami, cela enlevait tout le fardeau.
Once he was an open book before the word,
quand il était un livre ouvert devant la parole,
God could use a channel to
Dieu
minister
utiliser ses canaux
pour him to a position he could come to a unity with Brother Branham.
Tel qu'il pouvait arriver à
friends, we've got to be pure in heart.
Nous devons avoir un cœur pur.
But many times we suffer in silence
because
we don't understand certain things.
Parce que nous comprenons pas certaines choses.
And that thing the devil makes it a stone and a weight in our Christian experience.
Le diable en fait une pierre et un fardeau
and it becomes a hindrance in our unity with one another. Because whenever we meet, there's that stone in there. There's that burden. There's that unanswered question. There's that thought that troubles you. There's something that somebody told you and you wonder if it's true. Friends, we need to be transparent with one another. How can two walk together unless they be agreed? That's what it is to be pure in heart.
Avoir un cœur pur.
We've got to work through those things. Because if God has predestinated us to be together,
Dieu nous a prédestiné à être ensemble.
You know that yesterday with Brother James up in Northern Ireland. And he
said
that.
En Irlande du Nord avec les frères
James. He said all these things going around and people want to blast the message. He said, I made up my mind. If the message is wrong,
si le message n'est pas
and we
juste,
lost, I was predestinated to be lost. And that's true. That's like me. Because when I met the message, it was like a hand in a glove. I don't want to go anywhere else. If this is wrong, I was predestinated to be wrong. I'm happy the way that I am, like the prophet would say. And that's being honest. And God, if you are sincere, He predestinates things to you. He predestinates you to a certain church at a certain time. He predestinates you to a certain ministry. He predestinates you to a certain wife or a certain husband. He predestinates your children to you. And He predestinates your relationships to you. And He wants you to recognize those relationships. Now, not everybody that gathers under the same roof has the same motive and objective. But if you are sincere, you will find the sincere. One brother was saying it the other day. He's saying when you have the youth camps, like in America, he says it's amazing. He says you'll find that sister in your church, maybe in the youth, who's got a worldly spirit on her. As soon as you get to the youth camp, different churches coming together, somehow she'll find the worldly girl from that church over there. Doesn't take long. Because fellowship is a fellowship of spirits. It's a communion of spirits, that's what you're speaking about. Unity is a unity of the spirit. And you will find your matching piece. You will. If you're a critic, you'll always find the other critics. If you're a murmurer, you'll find the other people that murmur. But my friend, if your heart is right with God, you'll find the people whose hearts are right with God. And though everyone else let you down, those people will be with you. Because that was predestinated before the foundation of the world. Because God is faithful to His people. And that's the greatest thing God can do. We spoke of it a while back when Paul spoke of Timothy. He says, I have no man like-minded. That literally means same soul, to have the same soul. Paul could trust Timothy completely.
Paul pouvait avoir confiance en Timothée complètement.
Doesn't mean they were the same temperament, they weren't.
Ça ne veut pas dire qu'ils avaient le
Paul was the scholar. The prophet says. He was the apostle.
Il était l'apôtre.
Timothy was timid. He had to be encouraged to take his place. Outwardly, they might have had nothing in common. But they had the same soul. The soul was born of the word. They had the same motives, the same aims, the same objectives. And Paul knew, I can trust in this man. There's no guile. He doesn't have a hidden agenda. He's not trying to establish something himself. But this man's like me. In behind the veil, there's a unity of purpose. There's a unity of thought. There's a unity of aim.
There's
a unity of objective. And that's what the early church had. And that's why God blessed them the way that He did. What about Luke 24? Let's go and have a look to see how God is so faithful to minister to the pure in heart. Even when you're confused, even when you don't understand, even when things don't go the way that you thought they should have gone, like those on the way to Emmaus, he will always come to minister to you. Verse 13, Luke 24. We know, we'll read from verse 14. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near. Now there's a certain type of communing and reasoning that doesn't help. And that's what these brothers were doing. The more they communed and reasoned, the further they got away from Jerusalem. There was nothing in their communing and reasoning to turn them around and take them back to Jerusalem. Yet they were pure in heart. But this wasn't the kind of fellowship you always want to have, friends. That fellowship like they had that makes you sad. That it causes more questions than it answers.
Friends,
that's what happened here. The more they reasoned about it, the more questions they had. The more troubled they were. The more confused they were about the current state of events. But God is good. Because the word came down. And it came and discerned the condition that they were in. Says verse 17. And he said unto them, what manner of communications are these that you have one to another as you walk and are sad? So he asked them. And what did they do? They started to open up. We don't understand what's going on. We thought this was the one that should have saved Israel. But today is the third day and his body is in the tomb. And now certain have come and told us that he's not even in the tomb. Someone's taken his body away. Friend, there's nothing wrong with having genuine questions. There's nothing wrong with being confused at times. We all are confused at times. Let's not try to say that we're big spiritual giants when we're not. And even the spiritual giants get confused at times. The prophet in his ministry is confused many times about what to do. But you know the difference between the prophet and us. The prophet was open about it. He would come to the pulpit and say, saints, I went to have some meetings in California. I got $15,000 in debt. And I'd promised the Lord, if that happened, I'm not going to go on the field anymore. So I came off the field. And I said to Brother Neville, you take Sunday morning, I'll take Sunday evening, whatever. When he was confused, he would tell the people, I'm confused. Present stage of the ministry, comes and tells friends, all the doors are closed. Demas has forsaken me, Demas Shikarian, the full gospel businessman and all that. You see, sometimes we think it's spiritual to be quiet. It's not. It's very foolish to keep quiet sometimes. Because it doesn't help you and it doesn't help me. It doesn't help your brothers and your sisters. So why don't we come to a state that we stop doing it? Let's be pure in heart. If we grieve, let's say we grieve. If we don't understand, let's seek an answer to the question. Because to the pure in heart, there's always an answer to the question. But sometimes we feel that it's not spiritual to do it. We don't want to offend someone. Yes, choose the right time to do it. Don't blurt out something which is real complicated in front at the wrong time. But friends, there's no other way for unity. But to be pure in heart. To be transparent with one another. If I make a mistake, let me at least feel comfortable to come here and say I made a mistake first. Rather than if I make a mistake and I feel that there's the bows and arrows are drawn and the daggers are out. Wouldn't be nice like that. But if there was something done wrong, it's good to come and say, brothers, we made a mistake. The prophet did it many times. The prophet says, I was down there in California. And I called for the miracle lines. And I said, bring the hardest cases. God will heal every one of them. And he says, and the Lord had told me not to do that. He says, and I did it once again because the ministers pressed me. He says, and then I started reading my text. It was about Balaam.
Et j'ai commencé à lire mon texte. C'était à propos de
that the Lord spoke to him, but he didn't listen.
Lui a parlé, il n'a pas voulu entendre.
He says, and I stood in the pulpit and I realized I was in Balaam's shoes.
Sur la chair, et j'ai compris que j'étais dans
he says, and I prayed and I said, Lord, forgive me if I've done wrong.
Et j'ai demandé,
he says, and they brought a child that was partially deaf. And I prayed for that child and it went completely deaf.
Et puis, j'ai prié, cet enfant est devenu complètement.
He says, the next one that came through the line was a man also that had partial hearing. I prayed for him, he got worse.
Il y avait aussi un autre homme qui était partiellement.
He says, God was teaching me a lesson. But how many of us in the message would be free to say those things in the pulpit, friends? How many of us would be free? But if we're pure in heart, if you are pure in heart and I'm pure, we should be free to say those things. To say, brothers, I thought this was good, but I see now the Lord showed me we shouldn't have done that. Or we shouldn't go this direction, or we shouldn't have said this, or this shouldn't have been done. Friends, we all make mistakes. We all make mistakes. And we can learn from those mistakes. And we can learn from one another's mistakes. If you put those things in the hands of God. But sometimes we can feel intimidated to do those things. But I don't think that we should. Because Jesus was so pure in heart. Jesus was so transparent. He was so open. Like I said before, in public he would say certain things. John 12, now is my soul troubled. What shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. That's Jesus in front of the public. He's saying, I'm troubled in my soul. I don't really know what to do. I'm betwixt two here. And the prophet used to do the same thing. You'd find the prophet coming in the pulpit saying, I'm standing in a desperate place. So is this the time? He says, I don't know what to do. Just pray for me. Friends, that's a man who's pure in heart. He's not trying to make himself something that he's not. He's not trying to make himself something that God didn't make him. But it's an open book. Obviously, you don't tell everything to everybody. That would be foolish. But at the right time, right place, right people, friends, you should feel comfortable. Should feel comfortable
vous devez vous sentir
confortable to speak those things
de parler ces
because
choses.
It opens a channel
parce que ça ouvre un canal
so that God can minister you
et que Dieu peut vous servir
back into balance once again.
Et de vous ramener dans la balance.
Now every single one of us, like we said at Sunday school,
comme j'ai dit, à la réunion de
we're creatures of extreme.
L'école de l'image,
that's why God doesn't call us and just put us on our own.
C'est pourquoi Dieu nous
we'll go so extreme.
Nous allons aller
in different directions.
Dans l'autre direction.
But God puts us together with others
nous met ensemble avec
so that we can minister each other into a balance.
Afin que nous puissions nous servir l'un l'autre.
We all need it. Because left to yourself,
parce que si
you'll
vous
just keep climbing out, like we said, that branch, you'll keep going right out, get yourself
vous allez
on the limb.
Aller dans l'autre direction.
But God puts people in your life.
Mais Dieu a placé
he puts friends. He puts a wife.
Il a mis votre femme.
Remember that time of the prophet? He didn't know what to do in the tax department wanted money. And he said, I've done nothing wrong.
Je n'ai rien fait de mal.
I know I'm supposed to pay to Caesar, but I don't owe this money to Caesar. He said, honey, pack the things we're going. And Sister Mita said, have you prayed about it?
As-tu prié à propos?
And Brahma says, that's how God gives you a good wife.
Et c'est pourquoi
he says, and I went and I prayed.
J'ai
and I said, Lord, show me the answer. And I opened my Bible.
Et j'ai dit, Seigneur, montre-moi la
and it was when Jesus said to Peter,
Jésus a dit à Pierre,
Peter, we don't have to pay the temple tax.
Nous pas besoin
but lest de we offend them,
temple,
go and catch taxes. A fish. Take the coin and pay
va pêcher, prends la pièce
and
et
Brahma
paye.
Says, that's when I saw the Lord wanted me to pay, although I didn't know it. But we need one another
nous avons besoin
to minister us back into a balance.
Afin de pouvoir nous ramener dans la balance.
You know, the moment that we think
quand nous pensons
that we
que nous
are the pattern or the standard,
c'est nous qui
well, our group is this pattern or the standard,
notre groupe, c'est le modèle.
You're in a lot of trouble.
Nous sommes dans les troubles.
Because you've blocked off all hope of unity.
Parce que nous avons bloqué tout.
You can never be united with other people that aren't like you.
Nous unir avec les autres personnes.
But you have the same soul.
Mais vous avez, même si vous avez la même âme.
You know, if you go, there's a certain church where whenever I go, there's certain people don't come to when I'm there. Because they want everyone to preach like their pastor. And if you're not shaking the place and jumping on the pulpit, you haven't had a good service today. And the pastor, they always rebukes those people. And says this diversity in the body. And that's the height of immaturity. To think everyone must be like you.
Comme vous.
There's unity in diversity in the kingdom of God. God makes us in different ways so we can minister each other back into a balance. Brother Alan was here last night. We need someone to come and scream in front of the pulpit. We need someone to shout and run around. I was so blessed by it all. You don't always need the same thing, friends. But the churches that always have the shouting, they need someone to come with a still small voice sometimes as well. If you always have evangelism, you need someone to come and teach. If you always have teaching, you need someone to come and preach faith. To exhort, to stir things up. God has a way in the body of ministering each member to the other to keep the whole body in balance. And the moment we close ourselves up, we've blocked off all the channels that God has ordained through brothers and sisters, through your husband, your wife, through the fivefold ministry, through the gifts of the Spirit, to minister you from that situation back to the place of safety. That's why it's so safe.
C'est pourquoi il est en sécurité.
To be pure in heart.
D'avoir un cœur pur.
Not to hold on to things.
Non pas de retenir.
Now, if you keep something too long, it starts to canker your experience. The prophet says.
Si vous gardez une chose pendant longtemps, ça commence à.
He says that's how you form a complex.
Et c'est ainsi que vous
formez. He says just keep thinking the same thing.
Continuez à penser la même chose.
Just let it run out.
Ça continue à courir.
He says you build yourself a complex.
Et puis vous allez vous faire un complexe.
Remember the prophet did. And then he made up his mind, me, I'm going to Alaska. I'm going to be like one of the prophets of the Old Testament. I live 1,500 miles away from people up there. If God wants me to do something, I'll come thundering from the wilderness like Elijah. I'll say, thus saith the Lord, then I'll go back to the wilderness. And the Lord saw he was pure in heart.
Et le prophète, Dieu a vu qu'il avait un cœur pur.
But he was heading in the wrong direction.
Mais il allait dans une mauvaise
so the
direction.
Word had to come down in the car, the angel
la
of the Lord.
Venir dans la parole
and say, if you follow that out, you'll become a bum like I showed you.
Si tu suis cela, tu
and your wife will leave you. She won't go and live up in those woods
et
up there.
Va te quitter parce qu'elle ne pourra pas aller
you see, the prophet had built this complex in himself.
Le prophète s'est fait ses complexes
because of the grievances of what he had been through. He was trying to do his best. He says, but the ministers were bawling me out about telling women not to cut their hair and stuff like that. He said, when I stood in the word, they thought I'd blasphemed God. When he was correcting the gifts of the Spirit in Pentecost and so forth.
Pendant que j'ai corrigé les choses en l'église.
And the devil took advantage of that.
Et le diable en a profité.
And started to minister him right out
et a commencé
of the will
à
of God.
Penser,
and he never spoke to anybody about it. He never spoke to anybody.
Il n'a jamais parlé
His
à
wife
quelqu'un.
Didn't know what he was going through.
Sa femme ne savait pas ce qu'il traversait.
He said, I was going to trick my wife, trap her to go up there.
J'allais piéger ma femme pour que
I was going to take her there for a holiday and then say, honey, we don't need to go back anymore. Let's stay up here. Friends, that's not a smart condition to be in. We all get there now and again, but it's not safe. If your wife doesn't know what's in your heart, you're not fulfilling the purpose of being together. If your husband doesn't know your innermost burdens and questions, friends, we're not yet in the relationship where we're supposed to be. And if we as the body of Christ, friends, if you dying in silence there because you don't want to say what's in your heart. Don't do that.
Ne faisons pas cela.
There's healing in the body. There's healing in the body.
Il y a la guérison du corps.
This ministration, God can minister in so many different ways.
Dieu peut nous aider dans plusieurs manières.
To minister you and I back into the balance.
Pour vous ramener dans.
The prophet says to go and speak with a good old saved saint.
Si vous pouvez aller.
I love that quote. I love to do that sometimes.
J'aime faire cela.
You just go and sit down with a good brother that you know is pure in heart.
Vous asseoir avec des bons frères, vous savez
that God has ordained you to be together with.
Dieu vous a prédestiné à être ensemble.
And you just say, brother, me, I'm having a hard time.
Moi, je traverse un temps difficile.
I'm discouraged.
Je suis découragé.
I'm burdened. I can't seem to get out of this condition.
Je ne pense pas m'en sortir.
And then let God go to minister to you. Let God start to minister to you. And you'll find that person can see the same things from a totally different perspective.
Vous allez réaliser que la personne peut voir la même
and they'll
chose,
say, no, brother, it's not quite like that. There's this and this. Did you consider
et
that?
Cela, avez-vous considéré
and all of a sudden, where Satan's trying to push you out here.
Il essaie de vous essayer ici.
You've opened up a channel in the body
et vous ouvrez un canal
for God to minister you back,
et Dieu peut vous ramener
to bring things back into perspective.
Pour ramener les choses en
perspective. You know, friends, sometimes just to speak to somebody
parfois,
about something,
parler à quelqu'un à propos
just for
de
someone
chose,
to sit and listen makes a big difference in your life.
Et que quelqu'un vous écoute, ça fait une
difference. I spoke to somebody about something, it was Brother David.
Quelqu'un à propos de quelque chose,
he never said anything. But while I was speaking to him, the answer came to me. It was so nice. We were just fellowshipping and I was telling him certain things. And while I was speaking to him, I said, that's not difficult. And I went from there and I was singing. I said, that was amazing. He didn't even have to say anything. It was just an unburdening. Sometimes just an opening up. Sometimes just say, like Brother Biscoe, those stones that are sitting in your heart.
Avec ces fardeaux ou cette pierre dans
and you'll find almost 100% of the time there's a very simple answer to those things.
Presque à 100%, vous allez
and when the answer comes, you'll say, but why did I bear this for so long?
Vous pouvez poser la question, pourquoi est-ce que j'ai porté ces fardeaux pendant assez longtemps?
It's like they say that women always live longer than men on average.
C'est comme, je dis, les femmes vivent plus longtemps que les hommes.
And they say that's twofold. They said because women, the way they're made, when a woman's under pressure, when a woman is in trial, she phones all her friends. She's on Skype. It's true. And she'll tell all her friends, I'm having problems in my marriage. You know, my husband, he did this, that, and the other. That's what a woman will do. But you know what a man does? He dives in silence. He goes in his cave. And he sits with his dark thoughts.
Et il a des pensées noires.
And it gets darker the more that he fellowships with his thoughts.
Et ça fait que ça, ça sombrir plus.
And the pressure builds and the pressure builds.
Et la pression ne fait que se bâtir.
Friends, it's the truth.
Ça, c'est la vérité.
And they say the second reason women live longer.
La deuxième raison pour laquelle
les femmes vivent. Men never want to go to the doctor when they're sick and tell them what's wrong.
Parce que les hommes ne veulent
pas. A woman will go to the doctor at any small thing. I've got a little rash on my arm.
La femme vient voir le docteur,
I don't know what the spot is on my face.
Et je ne sais pas
but a man will wait until something starts bleeding.
Et l'homme va attendre jusqu'à ce
until que somebody says, be careful, descend, that might be skin cancer.
Ça, il se peut que ça
and
soit,
you have to like shake a man into action.
Et il faut faire bouger la personne
and that's why men die of preventable diseases far more than women.
Les hommes meurent des maladies qui peuvent
because it's in the nature of a woman to open up.
C'est dans la nature de
to
la femme
say
de
what's
souffrir,
on your heart.
De dire ce
and I believe we'd have far lower blood pressure if we'd learn that as men.
Si seulement nous pouvons apprendre.
But it's got to be the right person, the right time,
la bonne personne,
the right atmosphere.
La bonne atmosphère.
But if you're pure in heart, God will provide
si
that for you.
Pur, Dieu va pourvoir.
Be looking for it, be expecting it.
Parce que recherchez et attendez-vous.
Put yourself out so that God can minister to you some way.
Sortez de vous-même pour que Dieu puisse vous aider d'une certaine manière.
Blessed are those that have nothing to hide.
Heureux ceux
that's
qui
what it
n'ont
means.
Rien à craindre.
Blessed are the pure in heart.
Heureux ceux qui ont un cœur pur.
Those that have nothing to hide.
Ceux qui n'ont rien à craindre.
You know, God is far more interested in what we are
Dieu est plus intéressé dans
than
ce
what
que nous
we do.
Que ce que nous faisons.
That's the truth. God looks at the essence of who we are.
Dieu regarde ce que nous sommes.
And friends, I want to know who you are.
Et amis, je veux savoir qui vous êtes.
I want you to know who I am.
Je veux que vous sachiez.
I don't want to know what you
je ne veux pas
think I want to see. No.
Que vous pensez que vous voulez
don't
voir.
Put across an image of what you're not.
Ne faites pas passer une image de ce que
don't
vous
portray
pas.
Something to us that you're not. It doesn't
ne
help
pas
anybody.
Quelque chose que vous n'êtes pas sans
just be yourself.
Soyez ce que vous êtes.
Remember George Smith when he went to speak to Brother Branham about Sister
Smith,
Rebecca.
Lorsqu'il est allé voir, parler à Frère Branham pour
and he said at first he felt so uncomfortable about around Brother Branham.
Il ne se sentait pas très bien d'être avec le frère.
He didn't know what to say. Didn't know how to conduct himself.
Il ne sait pas bien
conduire. Because he knew this was a prophet. This was a prophet.
Il dit c'était le prophète.
And Brother Branham said, Brother George.
Et Frère Branham dit.
Sit down.
George, assieds-toi.
Just be yourself.
Sois ce que tu
es. And if you do something wrong, I'll tell you.
Si tu fais quelque chose de mauvais.
That's good advice. Just be yourself.
Soyez ce que vous êtes.
Let me just be myself.
Si je peux être moi.
And then Brother Ram would correct the man if he did something which was out of line, which he didn't understand. So this being pure in heart, in being transparent without guile, not having hidden motives, hidden objectives, griefs, burdens that we keep inside.
Des choses que nous gardons à l'intérieur.
This is a prerequisite for unity.
Ça, c'est les prérequis.
But you can never really be united with people that you're not one in heart together with.
Des cœurs avec les gens tels que vous êtes.
Let me show you Judges chapter 16.
Juges chapitre.
We don't want these kind of relationships, friends.
Nous voulons pas ces genres de relations.
To know somebody after the flesh.
Connaître quelqu'un dans la chair.
These kind of relationships, like Samson and Delilah.
Ces genres de relations comme ça.
They're doomed to fail from the beginning.
Ne marche pas dès les
it's just a matter of time.
C'est juste question de temps.
And I'll show you why. Judges 16, verse 15.
Et je vous pourquoi, Juges chapitre 16, verset.
Samson's got into this relationship with this woman.
Samson est entré dans cette relation avec cette femme.
But friends,
mais amis,
she doesn't know who he really is.
Elle ne sait pas qui il est réellement.
And he doesn't know who she really is.
Et lui non plus ne savait qui elle est réellement.
Do you think a relationship like that's going to stand for long?
Pensez-vous qu'une telle relation peut durer longtemps?
You're building on sinking sand.
Vous construisez sur les sables.
We had it once with somebody who a sister went to marry from the world, remember? And we spoke to her and said, Sister, what are you doing?
Sir, qu'est-ce que tu
she said, he's a nice denominational man. From the denomination. We said, please, let's speak to the guy. He was a Nigerian guy and he came, we spoke to him. And that sister wasn't living here, but she was backslid at heart. And she had never told that man who she really was. And they'd started a relationship based on that. And he was a very nice guy. He was an honest guy. And we sat with him in Brother Jose's house. And I just asked him, I said, I've mentioned it before. I said, Brother, do you know this woman? I said, I'm sure you.
Je suis sûr que toi,
when you come home from work,
quand tu rentres,
once you're married, you want to go to the fridge and get a beer and sit down and drink a beer.
Tu veux aller prendre une bière
and he says, definitely.
Oui, certainement.
And I said, you know, she doesn't agree with that.
Tu sais qu'elle n'est pas d'accord avec
she doesn't agree with alcohol in her house.
Elle n'est pas d'accord que l'alcool soit
I said, I'm sure when you have children, you want to your daughter's ears to be pierced and have earrings in her ears.
Je suis sûr quand tu auras les filles, tu veux que les oreilles soient percées.
I said, has she told you that she doesn't agree with that?
Est-ce qu'elle t'a dit qu'elle n'est pas d'accord avec
that? What we believe, we don't do those kinds of things.
Nous croyons que nous ne faisons pas ces genres.
And I said to him, I said, the only reason your relationship's gone this far, she's backslidden.
La seule raison.
But when she wants to serve her God once again, the way that she knows that God should be served, your marriage will be doomed. It's fine while she's backslidden, she's compromising on all these things. But the moment she wants to live what she knows is the truth, the house divided is doomed to fall. That's what Jesus said. Dangerous thing to do.
C'est
but Samson went and did that.
Mais Samson l'a
and look what it says in verse 15.
Et regardez ce qui est dit dans
she said unto him, how canst thou say I love thee when thine heart is not with me? Friends, That's truth coming from the mouth of Delilah.
C'est la vérité sortant de la bouche de Delilah.
How can you say you love me when your heart is not together
with
me? Peux-tu
dire que tu m'aimes si ton cœur n'est pas avec moi?
That's what the Lord says as well.
C'est ce que le Seigneur
He says
dit.
Those people draw near to me with their lips.
Ces gens s'approchent de moi.
But their heart is far removed
from
me. Mais
leur cœur est très loin.
That's not being pure in heart.
Ça c'est pas avoir un cœur pur.
Being pure in heart.
Avoir un cœur
You
pur.
Say what's in your heart.
Dire ce qui est dans le cœur.
Or you keep still, the prophet says.
Vous gardez calme.
Until the right occasion.
Jusqu'au
but you don't say different than what you're feeling in your heart.
Ne dites pas quelque chose différent.
The prophet says, one brother came to greet me, remember?
Un jour,
he says, and that brother came and said, oh, brother Branham, I love you so much.
Ce frère est venu, frère Branham, je t'aime
he says,
beaucoup.
And I wish I didn't have this gift of discernment sometimes.
J'aurais souhaité ne pas avoir
he says, because when he came in, he said that I looked in the heart of the man.
Venu, il m'en a parlé, j'ai regardé
and
au
I saw
de
that it wasn't the truth.
Et j'ai dit que ce n'était pas la vérité.
He said, and I went from there and I said, Lord,
je suis allé de là, je me suis dit,
let
Seigneur,
me relate to this brother as if I'd never seen that.
Si seulement je n'avais pas vu cela, je n'allais pas dire à ce frère.
That's putting on a mask, friends.
Et ça, c'est
that's what the Pharisees did. You're portraying one thing, but that's not what you are. How can you ever be united like that? You can't. And Delilah could feel in the relationship that there was something in this man's heart that he wasn't telling. We can all feel it. If I'm together with you, you're together with me. And we start to fellowship. You start to feel after a while that this fellowship's not really what it could be. There's certain things here that maybe need to be said that aren't being said. It's like the conversation goes so far, then it becomes uncomfortable.
La conversation va aussi loin et ça devient
it's not nice like that, friends.
But
when you can sit together with soul brothers,
mais lorsque vous pouvez vous asseoir ensemble,
brothers at heart,
les amis,
friends, you can take off your shoes and your socks, put your feet on the sofa,
vous pouvez mettre vos pieds sur le
put your head back on a pillow,
mettre votre tête sur
and you have a wonderful time. Because you can speak everything from the east to the west. Because you've got a unity of purpose. There's a fellowship of spirits. What's governing you is governing that person as well. The spirit that's in you is in that person as well. There's nothing hidden. There's nothing that can't be said. That's being pure in heart. So she said, how can you say you, I love thee when your heart is not with me? Verse 16. And it came to pass when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. Verse 17. That he told her all his heart. Now be careful who you tell all your heart to.
Faites attention à la personne à qui vous dites ce qui est dans le cœur.
God predestinates the people.
Dieu a prédestiné les gens.
That we should be united together
avec
with.
Avec qui nous devons être unis.
And friends, it doesn't need rocket science to know it.
Ça n'a pas besoin d'une science.
You know from your experience.
Pour pouvoir le savoir.
There's people and you meet them the first time.
Il y a les gens que vous rencontrez la première fois.
And there's a oneness.
Et il y a l'unité.
You don't even know who they are, but there's a fellowship of spirits with that person.
Il y a un esprit de communion.
And you know straight away.
Et vous savez directement,
this is going to be my friend.
Ça sera
this
mon
isn't
ami.
Of man.
Ça, c'est pas
there's something here within the veil
il y a quelque chose ici
that dans God has ordained.
Et que Dieu a prédestiné.
We've all felt that. Yet there's other people.
Pourtant, il y a d'autres personnes.
There might be message believers.
C'est peu qu'ils soient croyants du
they may be ministers. We had a minister, brothers, ministre. Remember some years back, who passed through.
Nous avons des ministres qui sont passés par ici.
And we took him to our house.
Et nous l'avons amené
and we tried to fellowship and it wasn't easy to fellowship.
Nous avons essayé de communier, ça n'a pas
and we asked him to take service and he took a Wednesday night. Brother George knows the story well and the brothers that were there.
Nous lui avons demandé de faire un service.
Somebody had referred him to us and we thought, let him preach.
And
the whole day I felt so uncomfortable. And I said to Gitan, I said, I'm not comfortable about this evening service. I don't know why. And the man got in the pulpit in Marrowburn Lane when we were still there. And tried to tell us the new name of God was William Branham. And we had to get up and correct the man. You see, when we were fellowshipping, he never said those things that were in his heart. That wasn't fair, friends. And some brothers said to me, but it's not right. You said to the man, have liberty in the pulpit. Yes, have liberty in the pulpit. Don't come and bring heresy in the pulpit. Respect another man's pulpit. If somebody says have liberty in the pulpit, doesn't mean you come and preach anything that you want. Respect the pulpit. But that's not fair, friends. But you can feel it straight away when you fellowship with somebody and there's no fellowship of spirits. Things can go to a certain point and then they stop there. You know, there's certain things that haven't been said. Or there's certain things maybe this person doesn't agree with. But they don't feel free enough to say those things. But that's not being pure in heart. But now, Samson opens his heart to the wrong person. And he gets himself in a lot of trouble. If he had been pure in heart before that, maybe if he had gone to his parents or to whoever was in the land, the high priest or something, and spoken about what he was going through and the desire that he felt and how far this desire was taking him. Maybe it didn't need to go as far as it went in the life of Samson. But now he opened his heart to her. But she never opened her heart to him. And there was a secret agenda in all she was doing. And she was just waiting him to get to this condition. You know, the prophet says that about a make-believer in three kinds of believers. He says the make-believer will stick with you. We'll go through a lot of things watching, just waiting for that time to say, you see, it wasn't so, I told you. But the person will be with you like you, together like Demas with Paul. But there must have been things in Demas that he didn't agree with Paul. Why did he forsake Paul? It was good for him to have gone and spoken to Paul. And said, Paul, I don't understand about your eyes. Why does the Lord not heal you of your eyes? I don't understand why Timothy is always drinking wine because of his stomach. The prophet had the answer to those things. The prophet Paul. He would have answered the things which had been raised. But the prophet says, Demas let the things build up to a point until he made a conclusion. And he said, Paul's lost his ministry. And he left Paul in the hour of his greatest need. But Paul still had his Timothy. Because God will always predestinate those kinds of people. Friendship is a gift of God. And fellowship is a fellowship of spirits. Now we finish with the thought of unity. Our scripture, Ephesians 4, verse 3, when it says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit. That word unity in the Bible is a very powerful word. It means to be of one accord, one mind, one passion, to have a unity. That beyond the natural things of life, when you and I get in the Spirit, we're going to be pushing towards the same goal. We're going to have the same desire. We've got the same aim, the same objective. Spiritually speaking, that's unity. And it says in the Bible dictionary, it says it's a unique Greek word. Used 12 times in the New Testament. 10 of those times were in the book of Acts. Can you see the secret of the book of Acts? This word unity, one accord, 10 times in the book of Acts. Because the early church didn't keep it for long. And then in all of Paul's epistles, he has to come to preach unity to the people once again. To the Corinthians, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos. To the Ephesians, he has to say, endeavor, strive to keep the unity of the Spirit.
Appliquez-vous, efforcez-vous à garder l'unité de l'esprit.
Because friends, this is the unity of the spirit.
Ça c'est l'unité de l'esprit.
It's not the unity of your spirit and my spirit.
L'unité de votre esprit et de mon
esprit. Although if we are born again in our soul, we'll have a unity.
Même si nous sommes nés dans l'âme et que nous.
But this is a unity that only the Holy Ghost brings people to.
Seul le Saint-Esprit peut amener les gens à.
And just like love.
Comme l'amour,
in Matthew 24, when Jesus says,
Matthieu 24, lorsque Jésus a dit,
love will wax cold.
L'amour du plus grand homme s'est
réveillé. Divine love, agape love will wax cold.
L'amour, agape va.
It can lose its force, it can lose its diminue. Energy because of what it goes through.
Il peut perdre son énergie à cause des choses qu'elle.
The love itself never changes.
L'amour en soi ne change.
But it can't influence you in the way that it used to.
Ne peut pas vous influencer.
Because the flame has gone dim.
La flamme,
c'est it's the same as the unity of the Spirit.
C'est la même chose que l'unité.
When you and I get out the Spirit, we get out of unity.
Lorsque vous et moi, nous
it's natural, friends. It has to be.
Et c'est naturel.
Because there's too much naturally speaking where we differ.
Il y a beaucoup, naturellement parlant,
too many things naturally speaking we won't agree on.
Sur lesquelles nous ne serons pas d'accord.
That's why the only way we can be united
la seule façon dont nous pouvons
is when we're in the Spirit.
C'est lorsque nous sommes en esprit.
Because it's the unity of the Spirit.
Parce que c'est l'unité de l'esprit.
And the more powerful we are in the Spirit, the more powerful we'll be in unity.
Plus nous sommes puissants en esprit, plus puissants nous sommes.
And as the Spirit dims and doesn't give that essence
et
to our experience anymore.
Alors que c'est, esprit ne donne plus l'essence à notre
because
esprit,
of what we hear or what we experience or what we go through.
Ce que nous expérimentons ou ce que nous
and the things we leave unresolved.
Les choses que nous laissons non résolues.
We still have unity in us potentially, friends.
Avoir l'unité
because if you've got the Holy Ghost, you've got the Spirit
si vous avez
of unity in you.
Vous avez l'esprit de l'unité en
but
vous.
You need to allow that unity to express itself.
Vous devez permettre que cette unité
to be strong enough, that Spirit in your life.
Fort,
that you will rise up above all the secondary things that you don't agree on. And focus once again.
Et vous concentrez
on the aim and the objective.
Sur les objectifs
and the very purpose that God predestinated us to be together.
Et le but pour lequel Dieu nous a prédestinés à être ensemble.
That's why it's a very powerful word.
C'est pourquoi c'est une,
and,
c'est un mot assez
and
puissant.
You find it in the book of Acts. Let's open the book of Acts.
Et vous allez trouver dans le livre des Actes.
Acts chapter 2.
Acts chapter
2. Verse 46. This is what the prophet uses in oneness when he preaches oneness.
C'est ce que le prophète a utilisé quand il a prêché l'unité.
But like we said, it has to be the work of the Spirit.
Comme je dis, ça doit être l'œuvre de l'esprit.
And they continuing daily with one accord. That's the word there. It means with one mind. In the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. And what was the result?
Quel était le résultat?
Verse 47, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. So unity and our commission go hand in hand.
L'unité dans notre commission vont de pair.
The moment we unite, God adds to the church daily such as should be saved.
Dieu continue à ajouter à l'église ceux qui doivent être sauvés.
But friends, the opposite is true as well.
Mais l'opposé.
The moment we disunite,
dès que nous sommes désunis,
God does not want to bring people here.
Dieu ne va pas amener les gens ici.
So that they have the testimony of an untrue witness.
Afin qu'ils puissent avoir les témoignages.
So God will hold people back and say, not now.
Et Dieu va retenir les gens disant,
have you not seen it, saints? When are the times we baptize a lot of people here? When we had unity.
Quand est-ce que nous avons baptisé les
when we are pushing on.
Quand il y avait l'unité, lorsque
sufficiently in the Spirit to override all the secondary things.
En esprit,
but the moment we come down from there. And we start to deal with each other after the flesh. Friends, we have different temperaments here. We have different habits and customs here. Different desires in our diet. There's so many things that can divide us. If we're living in that realm, that's why it's got to be the unity of the Spirit. Got to be the unity of the Spirit.
Ça doit être l'unité de l'esprit.
And I can't put you in the Spirit, you can't put me. It's up to
je
me
peux pas vous mettre en esprit et je ne
to
vous
let
vous
that Spirit have sufficient control inside of my
laisser
life.
L'esprit avoir suffisamment de contrôle
it's an individual responsibility.
Et c'est une responsabilité
Acts chapter 4, verse 32.
Acts chapter 4, le verset 32.
It says, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. There's the word again. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. That was the result. It'll always be like that.
Ça sera toujours ainsi.
God's blessings are reserved
la
for a certain atmosphere.
Est réservée
for God to pour out the fullness of His blessings.
Pour que Dieu déverse la
to really show forth who He is.
Et montrer réellement qui il est.
The prerequisite is unity.
Les prérequis
whenever
sont
the early church got united,
à chaque fois que l'église
God would add people to be saved.
Dieu a
God would stretch forth His hands with signs following the word.
À sa parole et les signes.
The moment they started to divide themselves,
quand ils ont commencé à se diviser,
they lost the original blessing.
Ils ont perdu la bénédiction.
They lost the blessing once again.
Ils ont perdu la bénédiction.
But friends, the potential is always in a believer
le
to unite.
Potentiel est toujours dans le
if you are born again of the Spirit of Christ,
si vous êtes né de l'Esprit
you
de Christ,
have the Spirit of unity in you.
Vous allez avoir l'esprit de l'unité en
but
vous.
Maybe it's just in potential form.
Ah, il se peut que ça soit juste sous forme potentielle.
Potential means having the capacity to exist but not yet existing.
Avoir la capacité d'exister, mais n'existe pas.
Anybody born of the Spirit,
tout celui qui est né de l'Esprit,
you have the potential
avoir
to unite together with every one of the sons and daughters of God.
Avec, celui qui a le même esprit.
To unite together with the entire family of God.
De s'unir avec la famille entière
it's a predestinated family.
C'est une famille prédestinée.
God has predestinated the body of Christ.
Dieu a prédestiné le corps de Christ.
And there's no way He's going to put people in that body who cannot unite together.
Il n'est pas possible qu'il puisse
never.
Placer les gens dans ce corps s'ils ne peuvent pas s'unir.
God will be defeating His own purpose.
Dieu va manquer son
potentially
propre but.
Every member of the body can unite.
Chaque membre du corps
because we have the same Spirit.
Parce que nous avons le même
but we've got to give that Spirit preeminence.
Mais nous devons donner à cet
and many times it's legitimate things.
Et parfois, ce sont les choses
it's when we're not pure in heart.
Lorsque nous n'avons pas
when
un
we
cœur
hold
pur,
certain things back
nous retenons certaines
we
choses,
keep certain things hidden.
Retenons, nous gardons certaines choses cachées.
We're not transparent.
Nous
we don't deal with things the right way.
Nous ne faisons pas les choses la façon correcte.
It hinders the spirit of unity.
Et cela empêche l'esprit de l'unité.
Now, one of the final places you'll find it is Acts 15. Let's just read that one before we close. Acts 15, verse 25.
Actes chapitre 15.
They didn't always have unity.
Ils n'avaient toujours pas l'unité.
Straight away in the early church.
Directement dans l'église primitive.
Acts chapter 15. If you read it from verse 1 before we get to verse 25, let's see the context of what was happening.
Voyons le contexte de ce qui s'est passé.
It says, and certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved. When therefore Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain among them should go up to Jerusalem unto the apostles and elders about this question. It was wonderful what they did.
C'était merveilleux ce qu'ils ont
there was a sharp dispute about something in the message.
Il y avait une dispute
they didn't agree with each other.
Ils n'étaient pas d'accord.
Paul and Barnabas were disputing with these brothers who said you must be circumcised.
Ils pouvaient se disputer à cause de certaines circonstances.
But they had the potential to
mais
be united and they knew it.
Potentiel d'être unis
they knew if we work at this and go about it the right way, we're going to come to unity. So instead of going home,
au lieu de rentrer à la maison,
kicking things around in anger,
garder les choses
trying to make disciples unto their own cause,
essayant de se faire des disciples,
they said, let's come together.
Venons ensemble.
Let's see if we can fix this problem.
Recherchons à fixer ce
so
problème.
They called this council in Jerusalem.
Ils ont appelé ce conseil à Jérusalem.
And then they came to a conclusion.
Ils sont arrivés à la conclusion.
Verse 22. Then pleased it the apostles and elders with the whole church to send chosen men of their own company to Antioch with Paul and Barnabas. Namely Judas surnamed Barsabbas and Silas chief men among the brethren. And they wrote them letters. Verse 25. And they said, it seemed good unto us being assembled with one accord. There's the word once again. It literally means having come into one accord.
Arrivé à un commun accord.
They weren't in one accord at the beginning of the chapter.
Au commencement du chapitre, ils n'étaient pas
but they went about
accord.
It the right way because they knew we have the spirit of unity in us.
Mais ils ont traité le problème parce qu'ils savaient qu'ils avaient l'esprit.
If we go about this the right way, we'll find unity
si
with our brethren.
De façon correcte, nous allons
and when they came together and they disputed, got the scriptures,
ensemble.
Brought everything together,
l'esprit des disputes est entré ensemble.
They found a one accord.
lorsque l'Esprit de Dieu est entré,
and they made a common statement of belief concerning that.
Et ils ont fait une déclaration commune.
And they sent it around to all the churches.
Et ils l'ont envoyé dans toutes les églises.
They knew
ils savaient
that amidst the children of God,
que parmi les enfants de Dieu,
if you work at it,
si vous
if you desire it,
si vous le désirez,
you'll always find unity.
Vous allez toujours trouver l'unité.
No matter what it is that seems to be holding back the unity,
ce que c'est qui vous retient,
if you're willing
si vous
to let that potential in you be expressed,
ce potentiel à vous s'exprimer,
that spirit of unity,
cet esprit de l'unité,
you'll always find the way.
Vous allez toujours trouver.
Remember Brother Billy Paul coming to the Brother Branham.
Billy Paul venant,
and Brother Branham was tired. It was the end of the day after all the private interviews. And Brother Branham said, Billy Paul, are there any more? And he said, yes, Daddy, there's one more. And he said, who is it? He says, it's me, Daddy. And he said, what is it? He says, Lewis and I, his wife, we're having tremendous troubles at home. He says, we can't seem to agree. And Brother Branham said, Billy, it's simple. If you will allow that Holy Ghost that's in you
si tu pouvais permettre le Saint-Esprit en
to
toi,
express itself,
s'exprimer,
it will be the end of your trouble.
Ça sera la fin de ton trouble.
You see, the answer was potentially in him.
La réponse était potentiellement
but he had to let the spirit of unity express itself.
Mais il devrait laisser
the spirit of the reconciliation express itself.
L'esprit de réconciliation s'exprimer.
Now we don't have to allow that.
Non,
we can put our own temperament in the way.
Nous pouvons mettre notre
we can put our own prejudice in the way. We can let our own feelings stand in obstruction. And that spirit of unity that wants to express itself, it's got nowhere to go. The prophet says a gift is the ability to get yourself out the way. And let the Holy Ghost have his way.
Et que le Saint-Esprit ait sa voix.
And there was a result that he gave too. That was the advice that he gave to Billy Paul.
Let
that spirit, that potential that's in you, express itself. It'll be the end of that trouble.
Ça sera la fin
and that's
trouble.
The truth, saints.
Et ça, c'est la vérité.
And like we said, there's continual danger.
Comme nous avons dit, y a un danger
continuel right through the New Testament
of
division, discord.
De
Satan's very clever, friend.
Clair.
He's always at work.
Il est toujours.
And that's why there's so many scriptures, if you read
c'est
the epistles of Paul, speaking of unity.
Si vous lisez les épîtres de Paul,
exhorting unity, encouraging unity.
Encourageant.
The Holy Ghost wouldn't bring those things if it wasn't necessary. And that's how Paul says we need to endeavor, we need to work to keep the unity of the Spirit. It's not easy, friends. Sometimes you can get tired. I'm sure you like me, you get tired sometimes.
Ah,
I'm just tired of this. But you believe you will never admit defeat. Because we were predestinated to be a body of Christ. And how can the body be in discord with the body? I don't understand. We should never allow it to continue like that. No matter what has to be said, no matter what has to be done. If you have to call the Jerusalem Council once again, let's do it. Let's work at these things until we come into one accord. I'm sure every believer desires that. And I've never yet among believers found something which if both parties in the spirit cannot be resolved. Never. There's no weapon yet formed by the devil that can divide two believers in the spirit. Never. But it's when we come down from there and we come down to here and we start thinking as natural people, the flesh starts to govern us, friends, and we start knowing each other after the flesh and dealing with things after the flesh. That's not the answer.
C'est pas la réponse.
The answer is to get in the spirit of unity yourself.
La réponse est
and let that spirit express itself in whatever way that he'll lead you.
De telle manière qu'il vous conduise.
And he'll do his work.
Et vous allez faire
now, I'm going to close with this.
Je vais finir avec
the
ceci.
Reason that I know
la raison
you can never divide the children of God
ça ne peut pas diviser les enfants
is because Jesus prayed for our unity
Jésus a prié pour
and
notre
Jesus
unité,
died for our unity.
Et Jésus est mort pour notre unité.
Let's read John 17 again, verse 20. Now let's have a look at the purpose of the glory. Let's just look at this.
Les buts de la gloire.
John 17, Jesus, the great high priest.
Jésus, le souverain
sacrificateur, praying for the unity of his children. Now there's wheat and tares, friends. He's not saying everybody who gathers in the churches will unite. We're not saying that.
Il n'a pas dit que tout celui qui va
but we're saying the sons and daughters of God will unite.
Les fils et les filles
not everybody. There's three kinds of believers in every gathering, the prophet said.
Parce qu'il y a toutes
believers make believers unbelievers.
Les
we're not to judge who they are. I'm not a judge of it. You know them by their fruits. Some who you think aren't together with you find that they are. Paul with Demas, some you think are with you will find that they're not. That's out of our hands, it's out of our control. All we can do is say, Lord, I want to be what I'm supposed to be. And let everything else take care of itself. And the genuine body will gravitate towards the genuine body. And there'll be a genuine soul brotherhood in the body. Verse 20, Jesus says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. We know that. That's us. He was making intercession as a great high priest on our behalf. And what did he pray for? Verse 21. That they all may be one. Do you think that prayer will not be answered? It's been answered through the ages. He's gathered his body under the message of every age. There's been a unity of the genuine bride in every age. Under the message of the hour. It's always been like that. But listen, he says that they may all be one. As thou, Father, art in me and I in thee. That they may also be one in us. So it's a spiritual unity.
Ça, c'est l'unité spirituelle.
The same unity that Jesus had with his Father because they were of one spirit. It wasn't a natural unity, it was a spiritual unity.
C'était pas l'unité naturelle, c'était l'unité spirituelle.
And at the end of verse 21, why did he pray for this?
Pourquoi a-t-il prié ceci?
He says, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me.
Afin que le monde croit
friends,
que
the
tu m'as
world's
envoyé.
Never going to believe what we claim
le monde ne peut
if
pas
we don't have unity.
Si nous ne sommes pas unis.
People will never believe it.
Les gens ne vont jamais
but
le
when
croire.
They see the unity of the saints
l'image
and they saints. See God's blessing upon that unity, then the world will believe what we say.
Et ils vont croire ce que nous
that's why Jesus said, Father, I'm praying for them to have unity, that the world may believe that you sent me.
Afin que le monde croit que toi, tu m'as envoyé.
Verse 22. Now listen what he says about the glory.
Écoutez ce qu'il dit à propos de la gloire.
He says, and the glory which you have given me, I've given them.
Amen.
He's given us the revelation of Jesus Christ. He's given us his spirit, his blood, his grace. The message of the hour, the unveiling of the seals. Why did he reveal his glory to us? He answers it for us. And the glory which thou gavest me, I've given them. Why? That they may be one.
Afin qu'ils soient un.
So why are we using the glory of the message to make divisions?
Pourquoi utilisons-nous la
why are we using the glory of the message to make our own empires? They're wrong, we're right. They are dead church and things like that. Shame on such people. Jesus didn't give us his glory for that. He gave us his glory so we could be one. And as long as we're not one, we're not using the glory in the right way. We're channeling this glory in our own channels instead of channeling it in the channel that should be channeled in. He gave us his glory so we could be one. It's the unity of the Spirit. He says that they may be one even as we are one. And then he confirms it in verse 23. I in them and thou in me, that they may be perfect in one. Why?
Pourquoi?
And that the world may know that thou sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Friends, when you go and read this prayer. Go and meditate on these verses and ask yourself, am I helping to fulfill this prayer, or am I standing in the way of the fulfillment of this prayer? Why has he revealed his glory to us, friends? Not to divide. The glory should bring us to a unity. That's why it was given. And when there's a unity, the world starts to believe. Go to Africa and see. Go and see. The Lord shows forth His glory.
Dieu va déverser
and
sa
the
gloire.
World starts to believe.
Et le monde commence
because
à
they
croire.
See the real thing.
Ils vont voir
they see
réelle.
People living a true witness of what they claim to believe.
Les gens qui vivent, les vrais témoins.
But how can we expect even our children to believe?
Mais comment pouvons-nous nous attendre à ce que
if we're at home and we're backbiting one another, we're disagreeing with one another in the message in front of our children, how can those children ever believe that Jesus was sent and that He loves us and that He sent us? But when they see us united in the home,
mais lorsqu'ils nous voient unis
and they say, you see us united here,
ils nous voient unis ici,
there's a reflection of His glory, friends.
Il y a la réflexion de sa gloire.
And that glorious reflection starts to work in the lives of people.
Et cette réflexion glorieuse commence à se refléter dans
and
la
people
vie
start
de
to believe.
Peuple.
People start to get attracted once again.
Les gens commencent à être attirés.
Like the early church, behold how they love one another.
Voici,
behold how they love one another.
Voici comment ils s'aiment l'un l'autre.
That's what it was. Calvin in the Reformation said, as I close, he says, the unity of the church is so esteemed by God that He will not show forth His glory amid discord and contention.
Parmi les désaccords et les conflits,
God so esteems the unity of His people
Dieu estime tellement
that He'll hold back His glory if it's not there.
Qu'il retient sa gloire
but
si
the moment it's
là.
There once again, watch how His glory comes down.
Et Dieu descend, il déverse son, sa gloire.
That's why the book of Acts, the prophet said, is the acts of the Holy Ghost in the apostles.
Sont les actes du Saint-Esprit dans les apôtres.
And this word, unity, one accord. Twelve times it's used in the New Testament. Ten times in the book of Acts.
Et deux fois, dix fois dans le
That's why they had the results they had.
C'est pourquoi ils avaient les résultats.
That's why 3,000 could come one day. 5,000 could come another day. That's why the Lord could shake the building
c'est
when they were praying.
Le Seigneur pouvait faire trembloter le
open the prison doors when Peter was in prison.
Ouvrir les barres de la prison.
There was an atmosphere there.
Il y avait l'atmosphère
and God
dedans.
Would pour His glory into
Dieu
the atmosphere.
Déversait son
now friends, it starts with me.
Ça commence
and
avec
it starts
moi.
With you as individual.
Avec, commence
if
avec
I can get that atmosphere
Dieu.
Right in my life,
à avoir cette atmosphère correcte
and sometimes
dans
it means going and sitting
parfois,
down with somebody,
aller s'asseoir avec
going and apologizing to someone,
aller s'excuser
or going and saying, brother, I don't understand when you said that, what were you meaning? Or going to a sister and sitting down and saying, sister, that day when you behaved like that, I'm sorry, it grieved me. I shouldn't have taken the offense that I did. Or whatever it is, friends, the myriad number of things that can start division in the midst of the children of God. But you know, if you're enough in the spirit, the prophet said,
he
says, the bride tree,
l'arbre de l'épouse,
when it has that atmosphere of divine love,
lorsqu'il y a l'atmosphère de l'amour,
it says the palm worm and the canker worm cannot operate in that atmosphere.
Les sauterelles et ces animaux ne peuvent pas venir ensemble. Ne peuvent pas venir contre cet arbre.
So we bring it back to the beginning to close.
Et pour amener ensemble.
Blessed are the pure in heart, friends.
Because
they're going to see the glory of God. They're going to see God.
Ils vont voir la gloire de Dieu. Ils vont
if
voir
you and I are one, have purity in heart, let's see how much God blesses us together in our fellowship.
Combien Dieu va nous bénir dans
let's see how God blesses us together when you pray for
Dieu
one another.
Lorsque nous prions l'un
the pure in heart will see God.
Les, ceux qui ont les cœurs purs vont
but
voir
if you're divided in heart, what's the opposite? We're not going to see God.
Mais si nous sommes divisés,
we're going to speak about
Dieu.
Him. We're going to testify of Him, but you're not going to see Him in the way that you want to see Him.
Nous allons témoigner, mais nous n'allons pas voir cela.
Because it's the pure in heart that see God.
Parce que c'est seulement ceux qui ont un cœur pur qui voient Dieu.
And friends, your heart is not my jurisdiction.
Votre cœur n'est pas ma jurisdiction.
And my heart is not your jurisdiction.
Mon cœur n'est
this
pas
is my jurisdiction.
Ça, c'est ma jurisdiction.
I must make sure I'm pure in heart.
Je dois m'assurer que j'ai un cœur
pur. I must say, Lord, search my heart.
Je dois dire, Seigneur, sonde mon cœur.
Try me, Lord. See if there's any unclean thing in me, like David. Lord, search me. Shine forth the light of the Logos in my soul. Let me see things the way that you see things. And friends, if you have the Spirit of Christ in you, you're going to want to explore express that unity. Make those things right. Do whatever needs to be done. Because unto that were we born. Unto that were we predestinated. I was predestinated to be one with you. You are my family. You are my brothers and sisters. Before the foundation of the world, we were written in the same portion of the book. So that spirit inside of me is going to be pressing me. Go and speak to that person. Pray about this. Go and sort this out. And if you'll just be humble and yielded, friend, I don't think it takes much to resolve the little differences that come between people. I don't believe that. If we're just pure in heart, have the right attitude, right objective, right motive, that you want His glory to achieve the purpose to which it was sent. I believe it shall be done. I don't know about you, but I believe that. Because there will be a unity of the genuine bride. Definitely. No matter what God has to do, like Brother Alan said, yes, and maybe they'll come to squeeze, whatever. Because persecution rids the church of the chaff.
Amen. L'église du chef.
Those are not pure in heart. They go when the persecution comes.
Ils vont s'en aller lorsque la persécution.
That's why persecution strengthens
Pourquoi?
The church.
La persécution fortifie l'église.
Brother Zalesh was telling me about the underground church in Russia during communism.
Parlait de l'église souterraine.
He said it was such a pure church.
C'était une église pure.
He says there were such manifestations of the gifts of the Spirit. It was so powerful. Because everybody who was there, if they were found there, they were put in prison or sent to Siberia. There was nobody double-minded who was there. Nobody with double motive, double purpose.
Personne n'avait un motif double.
It was only the pure in heart.
Il y avait seulement ceux qui avaient un cœur pur.
And the pure in heart will see God.
Et ceux qui ont un cœur
and God
pur
came down
Dieu,
and His glory Dieu was displayed.
Dans sa gloire.
He knows how to do it, friends. But I'd rather respond to the word. I don't know about you.
Et je ne sais pas à propos de vous.
I'd rather submit myself to the Logos willingly.
Je me soumettais à
and
Dieu.
Say, Lord, make me an instrument of peace.
Et fais-moi un instrument de
because
paix.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Parce que c'est ce,
because they shall be called the sons and the daughters. Now, just in conclusion, we wanted just to do one thing, just building up maybe through the word to it.
Conclure, je voulais faire une chose.
Brother Francois asked if he could possibly come and just stand before the church today, Brother Francois, to just express certain things. I'm sure people saw over the last several months there had come a disunity between Brother Francois and certain of the believers. And as always, you hope first that people will be able to resolve it amongst themselves.
Je voulais d'abord que les gens puissent arranger les
but sometimes
entre eux.
The disputation can be sharp, like
parfois,
it was in the Bible.
Les disputes peuvent être très dures,
so
très
we
pointues.
As a church, we like mediated in the issues.
Et nous avons servi des médiations.
Brother David helped. I spent a lot of time on it as well. And I really do thank God for every person involved.
J'ai remercié tout celui qui était
and we had to go through each of the issues, work through them.
Et
if there was any issues, they were made right.
On a mis en
most of the things it wasn't, was misunderstandings and things like that.
Dans de
and then we came to the end of that process some time back.
Et puis nous
we gathered everybody together who was involved and we said, look,
tous ceux qui étaient impliqués, on les a amenés ensemble.
We think everything's resolved. And everybody said, yes, let's put it behind us, let's continue on. And may God bless everyone for that. But Brother Francois contacted me last week and said, Brother, please, I'd just like to stand before the church. Maybe just to apologize that if in any way during that time, if my behavior stumbled anybody or anything like that, he said, I'd really like just to express it before the church. And friends, I was really touched in my heart when he sent me that email. Because I said, that's a real godly desire.
If
somebody wants to make sure there's nothing left, somebody wants a perfect unity once again with the saints. So we just wanted to ask the brother if he'd be free now to come and speak to the saints. God bless you.
God bless you, saints. We stand here the last time.
La dernière fois on s'est tenu ici.
It was to preach.
C'était pour prêcher.
But this time is not for preaching.
Cette fois-ci c'est pas pour prêcher.
Just to make sorry for everybody.
Juste pour dire désolé à tout celui.
Some of the things that happened.
certaines des choses qui se sont passées.
We do not attend to do them that way.
Nous n'avons pas l'intention de le faire de cette manière.
But Barando will bear witness.
Amen.
Barando will bear witness.
Mais celui qui est témoin.
That preaching.
Que prêcher.
It's never been an easy thing.
C'est pas une chose facile.
We don't want to come to stumble the people.
Nous ne voulons pas venir ici pour trébucher les gens.
We want to bless the people.
Nous voulons bénir les gens.
But it happened because we are human.
Il arrive parce que nous sommes des humains.
We do things.
Nous faisons des choses.
That people can be stumbled.
Et que les gens peuvent être trébuchés.
But it never been with any intention.
Mais ça n'a pas été avec l'intention.
To stumble someone.
Or
to say something.
Ou de dire quelque chose
that will willingly shock to someone.
Qui va choquer quelqu'un.
That's why I ask forgiveness.
C'est pourquoi je demande pardon.
If anybody would stumble.
Si quelqu'un avait été choqué.
By my behavior.
À part mon comportement.
Or something else.
Ou par quelque chose d'autre.
The people we had misunderstood with them.
Les gens avec qui on a eu des incompréhensions.
We already made them right.
Nous avons déjà arrangé.
And I don't want the people to stay in blindness.
Et je ne voulais pas que les gens puissent
I don't have anything wrong against someone.
Et que je n'ai rien de mal contre quelqu'un.
Personally in my heart.
Et personnellement dans mon cœur.
But I like the last part what Andrew says.
Comme la dernière partie quand le frère Andrew a dit.
My heart.
Mon cœur.
I can fix it.
Je peux.
But I don't have a jurisdiction in someone's heart.
Je n'ai pas la juridiction sur.
That's why I just ask you a forgiveness.
C'est pourquoi je vous demande
for anything that was done.
Pour tout ce qui a été fait.
That everybody that was offended.
Tout celui qui avait été offensé.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Au nom de Jésus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. God bless you, brother. Amen. Amen. Sometimes it's not easy to do it, friends.
Parfois c'est pas facile de faire.
But that is really fulfilling the scripture.
Ça, c'est vraiment accompli.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit.
S'efforçant à garder l'unité de l'esprit.
Putting some effort into it.
Y mettre de l'effort.
Desiring to do what you can do.
Désirer faire ce que
I think it's a blessed thing, saints.
Je crois que c'est une bénédiction.
Let's stand.
Lévons-nous.
We do really thank the Lord for that. Let's come to a time of worship. Just ask yourself today. And none of us are perfect here, friends.
Posez-vous la question et personne d'entre nous n'est
pas. But just ask yourself, am I pure enough?
Posez-vous la question, est-ce que j'ai un cœur pur?
Or is there anything inside of me that's hindering purity of heart?
Y a-t-il quelque chose en moi qui empêche la pureté?
And then why don't we worship and then speak to him?
Et je veux que nous puissions adorer.
And say, Lord, what will you have me to do?
Dites, Seigneur, que
and if there's something that needs to be done,
s'il y a quelque chose qui doit être
fait, he will bless you.
Il va vous bénir.
If you respond.
Si vous répondez,
when he leads you in the things that should
il va
be
vous
done.
Conduire dans les choses
and may
qui
God bless you for that.
Et que Dieu vous bénisse pour cela.
They were in a upper chamber. They were all in one accord. When the Holy descended, as was promised by our Lord. Oh, hallelujah! Oh, Lord, send the power.
Send your power just now, my Lord. Oh, Lord,
send the power just now. Yes, this power from heaven descended with the sound of rushing wind.
Oh,
tongues of fire
came down upon them
as the Lord said.
Just
holy
now.
Power, oh Lord, say.
send the power just now and baptize everyone. Yes, this whole time power was given to our fathers who were true. This is promised to believers, and we all may have it too.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh,
going to be people in different conditions. So let's sing that song. Kumbaya, my Lord. Someone's dying, Lord. It doesn't have to be like that, friend. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Maybe someone's burdened. The Bible says, casting all of your care upon him because he cares for you. Whatever condition you may reflect on in this song, why don't you go to the source of the answer, which is he himself, because he can start now the process of the solution to even the most difficult situation. You just have to follow him. He's faithful.
Il est fidèle.
He'll never fail.
Il ne va jamais fail.
Let's sing the song. Let's come to a time of prayer today. Let's put ourselves before them.
Singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone singing, Lord, Kumbaya. Someone singing, Lord, Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Praying, Lord,
someone's praying, Lord,
someone's praying, Lord, Kumbaya.
Oh,
someone's praying, Lord,
Kumbaya.
Oh, my Lord, Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya. Crying, Lord, Kumbaya.
Oh,
someone.
someone's crying, Lord. Kumbaya, oh Lord. Kumbaya, kumbaya,
kumbaya,
my Lord.
Kumbaya,
oh kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya, oh kumbaya.
Anybody here today?
Y a-t-il quelqu'un ici aujourd'hui?
You don't really know how to pray.
Vous ne savez pas comment prier.
You don't even know where to start.
Vous ne savez même pas où commencer.
But you wanted the Lord to help you in some way.
Que le Seigneur puisse vous aider d'une
so you wanted to raise your hand to Him.
L'élever votre main aujourd'hui.
To say, Lord,
et dire, Seigneur,
look inside of my heart.
Regarde à l'intérieur
de you mon know where I am.
Tu connais où je me
maybe tiens. You need salvation.
Peut-être tu as besoin du salut.
Maybe you need the healing of the soul, whatever it would be.
Ton esprit,
and just by raising your hand,
juste par
you're saying, Lord,
tu dis, Seigneur,
let it be from that time.
Que ça soit à partir de ces
let this be a starting point.
Que ça soit le point de départ.
Start your work in me.
Et toi, tu as commencé à
resurrect me, revive me, whatever it is that you desire.
Peu importe ce que tu désires.
And I believe that He
je crois que lui,
who discerns the thoughts of the heart,
discerne les pensées du cœur,
He knows exactly what you
il
desire.
Sait exactement ce dont tu as besoin.
And then let's enter into a time of prayer.
Et prions tous ensemble.
Let's speak to Him today.
Parlons-lui aujourd'hui.
Say, Jesus, I need you.
Jésus, j'ai besoin
I need
de toi.
You.
J'ai besoin de toi.
Let's all pray.
Prions tous ensemble.
Father, just being so needy, Lord. Let's continue that song, Brother John. Amen. Let's just continue in the spirit of worship, saints, as we continue to worship the Lord before we close.
Yeah, my Lord. Kumbaya, kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya, kumbaya.
Someone's praying, Lord.
Someone's praying, Lord.
Someone's praying, Lord.
Someone's praying, Lord. Kumbaya.
Oh,
someone's praying, Lord. Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.
I'm sure you desire peace in your valley. You know the only way to get peace? Have fellowship with the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
And just be with Him. Let's sing that song. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Someday. Let's hope it's now, friend. In this life you can have peace. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, but He gives us a real peace. Amen.
till I'm tired
and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh yes, well the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is fair as the day. Oh yes,
oh,
there'll be peace in the valley for me someday.
Oh,
there'll be peace in the valley for me.
Oh Lord,
I pray, sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes, there the flowers will be blooming, and the grass will be green, and the skies will be clear and serene. Oh yes, it ever beams in the valley of dreams, and no clouds there will ever be seen. Oh yes,
oh,
there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray, there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes, well the bear will be gentle, and the lamb will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb.
Oh yes,
well the peace from the wild shall be led by little child, and the change from this creature that I am. Oh yes,
oh,
there'll be peace in the valley for me someday. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh Lord, I pray, there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, trouble I see. There'll be peace in the valley for me. Oh yes.
Let's sing one more. Brother Max, are you well enough to pray, bro? Your coughing's okay? You can close us, okay? We asked Brother Maxwell to close for us. Let's sing the song first. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home.
I looked
over Jordan, and what did I see?
Oh,
coming forth to carry me home.
Band of angels
coming after me,
coming forth to carry me home.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming forth
to carry
me home.
Swing low,
sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot,
coming forth to carry me home.
Swing low,
sweet chariot, coming forth to carry me home.
Thank you for this afternoon. Of the truth, Lord, we are waiting for that chariot.
Amen.
Yes, and we believe even the chariot is here.
Amen.
Because your word of life is with us, O God.
Amen.
Yes, Father, Lord, we thank you for your word this afternoon.
Amen.
Lord, even the exhortation that has come, O God, and devouring us, O Lord Jesus, to keep the unity of the Spirit of God in the peace, in the bond of peace, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Father, Lord, we this afternoon surrender our hearts to you, yes, Lord. Lord. You are the one that knows the secrets of our thoughts.
Yes, Lord.
And the intents of every heart, Lord.
Amen.
Father, yes, Lord, we pray, yes, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
That, Lord, your such light to God from the tower of light, O God, will search through our heads, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father,
yes,
Lord, if there is anything that, O God, is contrary, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord, help us, Lord.
Please.
We lay our hearts before you, O God.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, any thoughts that are contrary.
Yes, Lord.
Any objectives that are contrary. Any aims that are contrary.
Yes, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord,
grant,
yes,
us, Lord.
Amen.
Even as that song says, search me, O Lord,
yes, Lord,
and see if there be any evil in my heart, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Cleanse me, Lord Jesus.
Please,
cleanse,
Lord,
us this afternoon, Lord.
Please, Lord.
And Father, we want to move together in,
amen,
one accord.
Please, Lord.
In one spirit.
Yes, Lord.
In one unity.
Amen.
That, Lord, in one harmony.
Amen.
That, Lord Jesus, we will fulfill every word of God that, Lord, you have given to your church,
yes,
O God.
Lord.
Father, in the name,
yes,
of,
Lord,
Jesus,
yes,
Christ, Lord, O God, we commit this church into your hands.
Amen.
Father, we are striving, O God, oh, to be that church that you,
yes,
said,
Lord,
you present to yourself.
Yes, Lord.
A church without spot, a church without wrinkle.
Yes, Lord.
A church that is, Lord Jesus, holy.
Amen.
Without blemish, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, help us, Lord Jesus. Even, O God, we commit our pastor into your,
yes,
hands, Lord.
Amen.
That, Father, you continue to use him mightily,
please,
O Lord.
Amen.
That, Father, if there be anything that, Lord Jesus, your children need, O God.
Amen.
Speak through him.
Yes, Lord.
Because you know our thoughts, you know our minds.
Yes, Lord.
Father, help this church, O God,
please, Lord,
to stand, hallelujah, that, Lord,
amen,
a day that truly, Father, you will come for your bride.
Yes, Lord.
We will be that bride.
Amen.
We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Even as we leave you, O God, we know that the thoughts and the preaching of today, O Lord, will continue to linger in our hearts, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That will be part of our lives, and Father, we will continue to, Lord, lead the life of God that will always be presentable, O God, before you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As many that will be traveling,
amen,
Father, grant them journey mercies.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, as many that, Lord Jesus, even are desiring, O God, more of you, Father,
yes, Lord,
fill them, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you in the name,
amen,
of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with our thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you very much, Ryan. God bless you, Ryan. Amen. Amen. Since next weekend, just a reminder, we have Brother Tommy with us in the morning, Sunday. We're going to be away with Brother Brian Locke next weekend, so please pray for us. We're going to take service for him. So we'll be there from Saturday up to Monday, so please keep us in prayer as well. And invite the sick, invite the lost, use the evangelistic gift the brother has, and may the Lord bring in such as should be saved. And may God be with you until we meet. Maybe dismiss, but let's continue worshiping, Brother George, while people go.
Hallelujah.
He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. When I breathe in Jesus' name and by faith, the answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answer. Oh, when I pray in Jesus' name and my faith, answer came. Hallelujah, He's an answering God. Hallelujah, He's an answer. Answering, hallelujah, He's an answer. He answers all my prayers when I pray in Jesus' name and by faith. The answer came, hallelujah, He's an answer.